Hey guys, I got a super quick one for you today. I was working on a section for a new vlog that I'm doing, and as I did it, I came to a realization. I guess it would be more of a remembrance than a realization. Basically, what it was is I realized that since having a lot of visitors over the last couple of years and restarting my YouTube channel, I've kind of re-fallen in love with a lot of my original passions, the things that drive my day-to-day life, things like just being in Tokyo, being in Japan, making videos, playing the shamisen. These are things that I've been doing for so long now that they had just become, I wouldn't say stagnant and stale, but they had just become routine. They'd become a normal part of my life. But having visitors, especially I think having my little brother here when he came out, really, really just re-inspired my view on everything. And it brought to mind a really important point that comfort, that routine can be something incredibly dangerous. Whether it be a passion that you have, whether it be a hobby, an interest in something, or even something that you have achieved and you've been working at, I think it's wildly, wildly important just to set checkpoints for yourself, whether it be once every 6 months, once every year, just reevaluate. Do something at the beginning, or even now, if you're like part way into it, that reminds you of why you started. This was really important for me when I got into exercise, because my goal for exercise was basically just to get in shape. I had gotten really fat about 3 years ago, absolutely couldn't stand it, and I just locked into the fact that I want to lose weight. I wrote down the things that initially motivated me, and I kind of revisited these. But for some reason, I wasn't doing this with Japan. And the results were very, very different. After 2 years of exercise and constantly reminding myself of why I started, I lost over 20 kilograms. That is a lot of weight to lose. I am currently in the best shape I have ever been. And honestly, I don't think I'd be there if I didn't do those little checkpoints and remind myself just to stay motivated. But by contrast, being in Japan 10 years, it isn't until recently that I've really, really kicked things into gear and started to truly make the best of my time here. I've allowed myself to get too comfortable, and that comfort is absolutely dangerous. So just this little rant, what I wanted to share with you guys today is just honestly, set a checkpoint. If you are in the middle of something right now, revisit why you started. Fall in love with what you are doing again right from the start and just hit the ground running as if it's day one from today or from tomorrow if it's nighttime right now. Heck, if nighttime is your time, do it right now. Anyways, guys, I have an awesome video coming up for you Monday. Thank you so much for visiting me for this tiny mini podcast. I hope you all have a great day, great night, whatever it is. If it's your birthday, happy birthday, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.